The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
It is News Talk. It is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. 2 months into 2025, and so far, road deaths stand at 24. And of course, one of the significant ways that you can tackle road deaths and dangers on our roads is by Garda enforcement, and the number of guards dedicated to that is significantly down from its high point a number of years ago. Last year, then, we were promised 75 Gardaí to be added to roads policing duties, but only 23 were appointed. For more on this now, I'm joined by News Talk's reporter Alex Rowley. Alex.
Morning, Anton. Yeah, so this last year, you may remember, the Garda Commissioner appeared before a joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport. At the time, he was questioned about the rising number of road deaths. For context on that, 184 people died on Irish roads in 2023. That was an increase of 29 from 2022. And last year, that number came down to 174. But An Garda Síochána says that and the RSA say that that is still too high. Now, just as well for context, pre-COVID in 2019, the number of people killed was 146. In front of that committee last year, Drew Harris said he had intended to add 75 Gardaí to roads policing in 2024. And the promise then was another 75 then for this year. Despite that, though, the Garda Press Office has told me that 23 people went into roads policing units last year, all appointed in the second half of 2024. A majority of them, if not all, went into a unit in Dublin. Now, their commitment has slightly changed. They've moved the goalposts slightly. They say the aim is still to have 150 additional members in the unit by the end of this year.
And which will still be a mile away from what it once was.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, for context on this, the peak of the Garda Roads policing unit reported last summer was about 1,046 in 2009. So, but you know, just in and around the crash. And the most up-to-date figure we have, again, this is from last year, was 620. So when you take in retirements and you take in maybe this 23 that were appointed last year, it's going to be in and around the 620 mark as well. So we've no exact number there. But I want to know, like, have people noticed this? So I decided first by asking a few members of the public what they thought. And I began by asking, how often do they see the guards out in the roads?
I'm about 10 minutes away from Capra, the guard station. From around that area, it'd be 2-3 times a week. Not every day, definitely not, anyway.
Have you ever been breathalysed?
Once, during lockdown, that was it.
Yeah. I'm from Clare, so I'll be driving up to Dublin a good bit, like up and down the motorway and stuff, and to Limerick and stuff as well, so yeah, a good bit. I was actually talking about it recently, how, like, I've been on the road for 2.5 years, I've never been pulled, I've never been, like, and it's not that I've ever been, like, doing anything illegal, but it's just, even thinking about it, never been pulled, never been stopped in a checkpoint or anything, so it's kind of slightly concerning about the amount of policing on the road, but yeah.
And would you witness much bad behaviour then from other drivers?
Yeah, there's just like speeding and stuff, and kind of like you see a lot of people on their phone and stuff, especially recently, but there's no kind of guards to monitor that, I guess.
And do you think that people are more likely to use their phone or not wear a seatbelt or speed if they don't see police and guards out and about?
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm guilty for it on my phone, so yes.
Yeah, no, you would be, particularly if you know the area and you're like going, say, to the local shop or whatever, it's like a 5-minute drive, you're just thinking nothing of it, you know. Whereas even if you see the police, you would nearly, like,
I'd always wear my seatbelt, though. I'd never not wear my seatbelt.
But yeah, obviously, like, if these sort of situations aren't being monitored by the police, then it's going to encourage bad behaviour, so to speak, on the road.
Yeah, not so much the seatbelt, but definitely for, like, the phone. I have the phone kind of set up in front of me, so it is easy to get distracted, especially if you're sitting at traffic lights, yeah.
Like, you would be more likely to speed because you're like, oh, I sit at 130 on the motorway, stick it on cruise control, you know, like it's because there's no one there to police it. Like, there's the odd speed van. I suppose if you're using Waze as well, you can't, like, you can see people, other people tell you where it is. So
yeah, and you use Waze, and yeah, you yeah, like, so basically, just for people listening, you have to report if there's police around.
Yeah,
and
it's like a crowd thing, so other people on the road will report if there's like a speed van on the road or there's a checkpoint or anything, and people can avoid it or like slow down or kind of know where the speed van is. So yeah.
Do you think you'd be in favour of more guards going onto the roads policing unit and making sure everything's being enforced?
I think so. I think that there just needs to be more of a kind of awareness for people on the road, like knowing that there's guards, because it's sometimes like you'd be driving, you do a whole trip up to Dublin and you realise there's like, you didn't pass one guard along the way. Yeah.
I drive a bit to Wicklow and sometimes down to Cork. I have some friends in Cork, but that's pretty much it. Yeah.
And what about on the way down to Wicklow and Cork, many guards on those roads?
Down to Wicklow, never, no.
Well, fairly evident there's a theme running through that, Alex. Most people think they don't see enough Gardaí policing the roads.
Yeah, that seems to be it. I mean, like, even in my own community, if I think about it, it's over an hour some days. I've been driving nearly 4 years. Not once have I been breathalyzed. Not once have I been stopped. Not once have I been tested for drugs at the roadside or at a checkpoint. Now, there have been a number of groups campaigning for more Gardaí to be present on the roads to crack down on bad behaviour. Groups such as Park Road Safety Group and the Irish Road Victims Association. Leo Ligio is from the Irish Road Victims Association. He lost his daughter, Marcia, in a fatal road incident and says the promise of 150 new roads policing Gardaí still won't be enough.
Like, you can walk down the street and ask any person you want, and they'll tell you that there's not enough guards on the road. Not enough guards. They're not being seen. You can go all day without seeing a guard, which would be great in a law-abiding society, but we don't have that.
Oh, put them out as quick as you can. 150 is not enough, but it's something. And get them out there as fast as you can, please. That's all I can say. I don't hold the guards responsible for this, and they're not getting the funding that they need, but just please do the best you can. I find it hard to criticise the guards now when I see the government aren't spending the money. They only know they're willing to put 9 million into mobile phone pouches and won't put into trying to save people's lives. Start forking out the money, invest in the technology. We're talking about 180 people's lives being lost, and multiply that by 6 or 7, the number seriously injured, life-changing injuries. Surely the money you spend will be well served and well saved if it's only money you're interested in. But then that's another problem. Like, we've had something like, was it 3 different ministers for transport in the last couple of years? There's no consistency. There's no consistency there. You know, we've talked to Jack Chambers, then Mr. Lawless, and now there's a new guy there as well. So, and they don't seem to be passing on the same information to each other. They need to, like I said, they need to get their acts together. For the love of God, for the sake of the innocent people out there, the innocent road users. I don't want to see this happening alone on my children or anybody else's child.
Leo Ligio there from the Irish Road Victims Association speaking to Alex Rowley. Alex, what has the Justice Minister got to say about all this?
Yeah, Jim O'Callaghan unfortunately wasn't available to speak to me. Neither was his junior minister, Niall Collins, on this topic. However, I do have statements from both the Department of Justice and the Garda Press Office. Both say more or less the same thing, so I will do my best to summarise here. Gardaí say that the competitions for the Roads Policing Unit took place in 3 Garda regions, and panels are now in place across the country. Transfers from those panels are expected to happen this year. The organisation has also said that in the first 4 months of this year, while media commentary suggested that road deaths, road deaths would pass over 200, that trend was stopped. In 2024, 68% of drink or drug driving incidents, 63% of all vehicles seized, and 75% of all checkpoints were carried out by non-roads policing Gardaí. The organisation also pointed to the direction that all members of the regular unit now need to do 30 minutes of road enforcement duties a day. It also pointed out that during COVID, the force wasn't able to recruit as many people into the Garda College as it wanted to, and then the percentage of roads policing members still remains higher than most units. And the Department of Justice said that roads policing is something that the government takes very seriously. And speaking to me last August for a report on this very show, Anton, on the commencement of those competitions that I just mentioned for roads policing, the Assistant Garda Commissioner, Paula Hillman, who's in charge of that area of the Guards, told me that it was her aim to increase roads policing enforcement.
We are very much wanting and increasing our visibility on the roads. And equally, that's not always about enforcement. It's about education. It's about vulnerable locations. No one thing will reduce death and serious injury in our roads. Enforcement's part of it, of course it is. But it's equally about how we work with partners, about road engineering and about education. And this is what this is about. We go out to schools in our Lifesaver project, and all the different ways that we can really get that message through education.
You know, roads policing members, there's been a drop there. I know you're saying every member is doing at least 30 minutes of road safety operations every day. But in terms of a big drive now to get more people into that unit, is that going to happen, or do you need more members on the ground first?
Well, that is happening. Our roads policing competitions are actually will be happening during July and August. You know, we never actually reduced the numbers. People transferred out, people got promoted, people retired. So we had those vacancies. But what the best thing we can see happening now is, as people continue to join on Garda Síochána, you know, we are recruiting. Come and join on Garda Síochána, and the more people we can recruit, then that enables us then to transfer our existing members who are in various jobs, including frontline policing. They will then transfer to roads policing. So we are committed to do that. The interviews, as I say, will be happening in July and August, and we will start to see those members going into roads policing.
And that was Paula Hillman, Assistant Garda Commissioner in charge of roads policing, speaking about the appointment of new traffic Gardaí. That was last August, Alex. What has happened since?
Just 23 appointed since. So out of all those competitions, there's a lot of people still waiting to go into the unit. I have heard on good merit from the guards that so far this year, nobody has gone into the roads policing unit yet. So if they want to get 150 into the unit, they will have to move quickly. One thing I forgot to mention as well is that almost all of the 23 Gardaí that did go into roads policing unit went into units in Dublin. Now, that may have been an operational necessity, in fairness to the guards, but I did want to get a reaction on, so I asked Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson, Matt Carthy, what he thought of the issue.
Well, I'm never going to point to a region and say that they don't deserve or additional resources aren't warranted. But we know where, if we're talking about this from a strictly road safety perspective, we know where accidents happen more likely, and they're much more likely to happen in rural areas where the road conditions are poor. That's just a matter of fact. I understand the challenges that Garda management have, in the sense that, as I say, we don't have enough members of the force. We have essentially the same number of Gardaí now as we had when Fine Gael came into power in 2011. And when you consider the population increases, and when you consider, you know, the changing nature of crime over that period of time, I accept that there are a lot of demands on the Gardaí. And I think there is a sense among the wider public, and I would share it to some degree, that road safety and traffic management has slipped down the priority agenda in that time for other priority areas. And if we're serious about reducing the number of collisions, and particularly the number of fatalities on a road, then we need a holistic approach. So that needs to be driven by policy at a central level. It needs to be driven by government in terms of road conditions and ensuring that the Gardaí have the resources that they need. And then at a Garda management level, what is actually required is guards on the roads monitoring for things like drink and drug driving, for speeding. We know that that acts as a deterrent. So there's a number of issues, and I know people throw their eyes to heaven whenever they hear the word task force being mentioned, because it's associated with a talking shop. But I do believe that we need to have a Garda recruitment task force, where we actually bring not only serving members of the Gardaí and their representative associations, but former members of the Gardaí, as well as experts at an international level, to look at the myriad of issues that are causing Gardaí to leave the services in the first place. It's a very stressful job. Everybody understands that. And as with every stressful job, people need to feel that they're valued. And we hear from Gardaí all the time that they don't feel that their contribution to our society, their very important contribution, is valued. We know there are issues around pay and conditions that still need to be addressed. We are not going to address the issues that are forcing Gardaí to leave the force unless we talk directly to them, not only those who remain in the force, but also those who've left.
Matt Carthy there of Sinn Féin, wrapping up that report from Alex Rowley. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you, Anton.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.